Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hurts puts Brown in motion. Hurts takes the snap. Here we go. He steps up. He looks. He fires. It's incomplete. It's incomplete, and the 49ers will survive as it was knocked away by Kendricks. It was intended over the middle, and incomplete. Second along with the clock, the Eagles' 2025 season will tick away.
I will remember you.
It's cold.
Man, we don't usually open with that.
Nah, that hurt.
Yeah, we will remember. Not fondly, but we will remember the 2025 season. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Eagles go down 23-19 to the San Francisco 49ers in the wild card round. That, folks, was ugly. And I wish I could sit here and start the show today by saying that none of us felt deep down this day was coming. But we did. We did. Because this team all year did this, and they got away with it a lot. They did not get away with it yesterday. A lot of blame to go around, a lot to unpack. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know what? Rest if you must. Somebody told me this yesterday, but don't give up. Never give up, man.
What are we not giving up on?
The Eagles.
It's over.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is.
Don't give up on the season, guys.
I don't know.
All right, you know what? I'll let you off the hook for that one. Yeah, I know. It's okay.
I mean, it's just, you know, and it's funny, right? Well, it's not funny, but the immediate, I like to tend to just sit back and just think about what I just saw a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, with the fans and everything, you don't get a chance to do that because it's like it's a knee-jerk reaction. And it's everybody wants to talk. And everybody wants to place blame. Everybody wants to do this.
Oh, I do. I have a lot to
blame. Yeah. But I think that's not, sometimes that's not the right way to go. We're, you know what yesterday reminded me of? It's like being in a relationship, right? And you've been with this person and you know you're trying to work it out or whatever and you're trying to be positive and then something happens and then it just hits the fan. And now all, it's like the floodgates just open and every emotion comes out all at once. This is what this is today.
Well, it is, and we have a lot to talk about. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn, of course, behind the glass. All right, so I there's a lot to talk about. But one thing that hit me when Nick Sirianni was doing his press conference is, you know, my head last night after the game, like, well, you know, it's the worst show of the year to do every year, right? Like, because it's the elimination show.
It's the end of the year.
But Sirianni,
I mean, it's the end of the season.
Yeah, Sirianni said something in his press conference last night. It kind of hit me. He said, we didn't do this last year, right? We as fans, haven't had one of these shows in 2 years. That's a long time to not have, like, the season is over It hits. It hurts. We haven't had one of these around here in 2 full years. And it hit last night around 7:30 when Jalen Hurts' fourth down pass was incomplete. It was over. The season is over. Hugh, there's a lot to unpack, and I know you said it's more than just blame, but there is blame, right? There's blame to go around. And the Eagles, to put this in perspective yesterday, and I know you might, as I say this, you're like, come on, really? But it's because I'm going to say something that's the truth. This is the most points. They haven't been favored by this many points and lost a home playoff game in 45 years. 45 years. It was 1981. Yeah, they weren't favored by as many points as they were yesterday against the Bucs or the Panthers. I mean, I know those were worse emotionally, but just in terms of, like, they're supposed to win the game.
Yeah.
They were nearly a touchdown favorite. George Kittle went out of that game. When George Kittle went out of that game,
you felt like it was going to skew your way.
Oh, my goodness. It's 13-7. Yeah. They had just scored. Kittle goes out of the game, and you feel like that team doesn't have the horses. But you know what they did have?
Resilience.
They had resilience. They had better coaching
Moxie.
On this day. Moxie.
They had a boombox.
And the boombox. And their players, Hugh, outplayed the Eagles players. Hugh, I know you said it's more than blame game. It is. But as you watched it yesterday, as it unfolded, who do you blame? Like, why are we sitting here in this spot today?
You know what's funny? There's a lot to go around when you talk about this game. But when I think about it, and I think about the way that this game was built and the fact that you had cats for the San Francisco 49ers that were got off the streets.
We
talked about that.
Ridiculous.
That's on coaching, man. We got out coached yesterday. That is the most glaring thing that sticks out to me when you talk about Robert Saleh's defense and their ability to like I said, make the quarterback hold on to the ball. Some of the things they did defensively to confuse, deceive, whatever. I think it's the coaches. And the fact that for the last 2 months, we've not been able to score. 21 points, Joe. Not trying to, point out the fact that I told you so.
Oh, no. You're not. We're not. I told you so. And us on a Monday where we're eliminated?
I'm not. I'm telling you so. But this is the reality of what happened. This is the equivalent of our chickens coming home to roost.
Well, that's true. I agree with that.
The chickens came home to roost yesterday because we knew what this team was. And every week we act like we didn't know, And yesterday, the chickens came home to roost. 19 points, Joe. That's all we could muster.
Well, it's not enough.
Against a defense that was, by all accounts, second stringers.
Yeah.
A defense that was second stringers against a prolific offense that has at least $150 million allocated.
Yeah.
To one side of the ball. Probably more than that, $200 million when you talk about the tackles and everybody else.
I know.
A lot of bread on that side of the ball. And then you talk about a lot of guys who didn't play a full NFL season. They're getting ready to go on. Where are they going next week? Who are they getting ready to play?
They're going to Seattle.
Seattle. They're getting ready to play the Seahawks. And they feel real good. You know what? I knew something. I was like, these cats right here, this might be a problem. When they came out with that big-ass San Francisco 49ers boombox playing something I ain't never heard of before, and everybody's dancing, and I'm like, yeah, they're playing with house money, and they knew it.
And they played like it. And, Hugh, I'm not going to sit here and defend the coaches because the coaches were not good yesterday. I'm not going to do that because I saw the same thing you saw. They were outcoached. I mean, if anyone tries to tell me that Sirianni's a better coach than Shanahan, I just go rewatch the game. Just rewatch the game and then come back because that's a mismatch, okay? Obviously, Petullo, we have kind of felt all year he's in over his head, and that's on Sirianni for hiring him. I thought yesterday Shanahan got the best of Fangio. Now, it wasn't like he got torched, but he got the best of him. And that can happen. It's great versus great, and someone's got to win.
Yeah.
But, Hugh, I don't think the coaches were good enough yesterday. But I also don't think the players were. I can't take the players off the hook. When we went into the week, we knew what the coaching advantage and disadvantage was, right? We all knew that, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knew that, and everyone thought the Eagles would win the game. Why? What did we all say? The Eagles got better players.
Got better talent.
Did the Eagles players play better than the Niners players yesterday? Because
that's not what I saw. But I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. On one side of the ball, because we look at Quinyon.
Yep.
And his miscues at the beginning of the game. He redeemed himself.
He got two picks, yep.
And this defense, this is what I'm talking about, Joe. This defense gave you two gifts.
I know.
With interceptions.
I'm aware.
So with that being said, you were in position to win this game.
I agree.
And so that's why, to me, it's more on coach.
Well, but I want to say, I just want to point out that the Eagles' best players didn't play well enough yesterday. Yes, Quinion had two picks. He also had a bad first drive. Mm-hmm. I mean, it led to 7 points in a four-point game. I thought Cooper got beat at times yesterday. I thought Zach Bond was in a blender the entire game. Their best players didn't play well. That's on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's go to the offense, right? That's where the money is. That's what this is all about. A.J. Brown, if that was the end yesterday, what a way to go out, because he stunk. I mean, A.J. Brown stunk it up yesterday. Let's just call it for what it was. He stunk yesterday. And now that we're 9 minutes into the show, am I allowed to talk about the quarterback? Because he was outplayed by the other quarterback. And you could say, Joe, Brock Purdy threw two interceptions. I saw him. He also walked down the field and scored at the end to win the football game. When his team needed him to lead a drive, he led a drive against a real defense. And when the Eagles needed Jalen Hurts to lead a drive, he didn't do enough. He didn't do enough. And you could scream at me all day about Kevin Petula. I want to go through the last four plays, because this is when this is the moment, right? It's not about when you're winning by 30 and you throw a dagger touchdown in the Super Bowl. That's not greatness. What greatness is the last minute of the game when everything's on the line. Let me go through the last four plays for Jalen Hurts yesterday, because I thought the quarterback gave them no chance to win the game. No chance. First down. He scrambles up the middle, tripped up, minus 1 yard. Second down, he breaks a clean pocket. Brady pointed it out right away on the broadcast. That is a clean pocket. Mm-hmm. He perceived pressure, like he always does, rolls right, throws the ball out of bounds. Two plays down. Now it's 3rd and 11. Open receiver, Devontae Smith, open on the in cut, the slant. It is open. I mean, you could yell about Petula all day and Sirianni. It's Devontae Smith is open. It's a first down, and it is first and goal. And he throws the ball 6 inches too high. And could Devontae have caught it? Sure, maybe. I mean, it would have been a great catch. But the ball is high. If he puts it on his chest, the Eagles have a first and goal. Jalen Hurts missed. And then the 4th down on 4th and 11, not a great. I mean, I think we all saw the play. It wasn't. Someone wasn't wide open. But once again on the broadcast, Tom Brady, who always seems to praise Jalen Hurts, pointed out he's late. If you're going to throw the anticipation throw, you can't wait. He waited, and then by then the Niners knew where he was throwing the football, and they just collapsed on it. I thought the last four plays by Hurts showed his lack of progression, and I thought they showed his decline. He can't run anymore. He was tripped up. He used to run for that, get 7 or 8 yards. Then he gets tripped up behind the line of scrimmage. Throw out of bounds, and then the miss to Devontae Smith. I thought in a game where he wasn't the biggest problem all day, last four plays, he's a $50 million quarterback, and he gave them no shot.
Can't argue that, Joe, because I harped on the whole fact last week that, well, this weekend, that you got some really good quarterback play and clutch moments from your guys.
Yep.
You did that.
That's how all the games were won, basically.
I can't argue that. But the receivers didn't help him out. Hey, this is where I'm not blaming AJ, because there's enough blame to go around. And the one thing that I will not do this morning is just say, put this loss all on one person's shoulders. But to me, it starts with the coaching staff. AJ did himself no favors by dropping some key passes during the course of that game. There was a key drops in that game. Especially when you've been so vocal about what you've been mad about, or alluding to the fact, or recklessly speculating that it was all about the quarterback. Now, I give you those last four moments of the game, but throughout that whole game, Jalen didn't play bad. He could have played a lot better, especially when you talk about compared to what other quarterbacks did.
It was a lot like his season.
Yeah. I mean, Jalen's been, for lack of a better, like Jalen's been Jalen. And I can't lay this blame at Jalen's feet, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I
definitely hear what you're saying.
I just think the players stunk yesterday. Like, what Eagle player played really good football yesterday? Saquon? He had a drop, but he ran pretty well. I mean, again, like, can we name two or three Eagles that played great yesterday? Players stunk. They got outplayed by guys off the street on off. They should be embarrassed. That offense should be embarrassed. 215-592-9494. All right, let's react together. Today's one of those days. Again, I haven't done this in 2 years around here. We're an Eagles season ends, and it is... Yesterday stunk, man. Yesterday stunk. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning? No, it's not been a great morning.
Nope.
Not a great morning for a lot of people around here, but certainly for you.
Picking up the pieces in multiple ways.
Yep. What are you feeling?
Of my back windshield and this Eagles season. I mean, everybody should be able to get it today.
Everybody.
Honestly, Kevin Petullo, that nonsense with him, Nick Sirianni fighting with the player on the sideline, just a complete embarrassment. a complete and utter embarrassment in front of the entire world, the entire national audience. That's a joke.
You sound like your dad mad at you.
Yeah. I mean, A.J. Brown stunk.
Yeah.
I thought Joe laid it out well, that final sequence in the game where Mr. plays his best when the lights shine the brightest. Didn't. I mean, he came up short. There was a moment in the game where Quinnion Mitchell had two interceptions. They had 3 points off it. I mean, it's the same story as all season long. They let the defense down. They let us down. I mean, they lost. Think about the team that the Niners rolled out there and took it to us. I mean, that it's so far from what the 2024 Eagles were. We're like, we run this show.
Yep.
We're going to come in there and we're going to dominate you. Like, you don't belong on this field with us. We didn't look like we belonged on the field for a lot of times with that Niners team. That was essentially a corpse. I mean, it's very, very difficult not to be embarrassed. And it's few and far between the amount of people who I'm not upset with today.
I mean, to sum it up, their best pass rusher yesterday was Bryce Huff. A guy that the Eagles couldn't use and paid money to get rid of. And he wasn't even great. He made like one play the whole game. But that's how inept that defense was. That the Eagles should have scored in the 30s yesterday based on personnel. Their coaching stunk and their players stunk yesterday. And I know, I mean, Hugh, you said it, and I think everyone kind of agreed with you when you said it to start the show. Like, we have all these great offensive players. Are we sure they're great? How many more games do we have to watch where they don't score points and I'm supposed to sit here and say they're great players?
I think...
Who's great right now?
I think the way that I look at this game is that's why coaching matters. Good coaching matters. Because I commend Coach Shanahan. You lose George Kittle...
He's a great coach. I know he doesn't have a ring yet. He's a great coach.
You lose George Kittle and everybody's looking like, oh, okay. It's a different game. I had a cousin of mine from the Bay Area call me. And say, like, while the game was going on, say, oh, if y'all win out, but y'all lucky George hurt. Now y'all, you know, if George doesn't get hurt, y'all win the game. And I just kind of LOL because I was like, this don't feel like a beatdown to me. So as the game progressed, you see why coaches matter. I was telling you about a play this morning that they ran where they scored on the last one. I think it was they went trips right, and they had the leak out.
The McCaffrey touchdown
to the back. That was a beautifully designed play.
I mean, they had a trick play for a touchdown. Jennings touchdown.
That was a beautifully designed play. Coaching matters in the NFL, especially when you have players, regardless of what people say, oh, well, he's a tomato can or whatever. They're in the NFL for a reason. And what I saw on one side of the ball was some hell of an execution, yep. some hell of a play calls by the offense against a really good defense. That was a hell of a chess match. Between Coach Fangio and Shanahan. Coach Shanahan.
Yep. They both won sometimes, yeah.
And when you have games like that in your offense, you were gifted 2 interceptions that you did squat-a with. You ain't do nothing with them. So after a while, when you're playing a game like that and you have a coordinator that's as good as both of those coordinators were, you're going to have miscues. So I'm not mad at Vic Fangio for that. This offense, man.
It stunk.
Like... And then I saw one where Emmanuel Acho was talking about going 4 verticals and not having anything underneath.
Yeah, that was the final play, yeah.
Joe, you have to be in games like this. Look at every other game that was played this weekend and the creativity that you saw from other offenses in times of need when they needed to score.
I know. I'm not taking – Petullo can pack his bags, right? I'm not taking him off the hook. Do we realize like that's a 4th and 11 because the quarterback had 3 bad plays, right? Like,
no, I get it. Like, I'm not taking him off.
Everyone's pointing that last play out and how Petullo's a moron. Did I miss Devontae open him? Did I make that up, or was Devontae wide open on the third down that Jalen missed? I mean, if Jalen makes the throw, we're not doing the 4th and 11 where everyone's pointing out how bad the play call was. I mean, guys, the quarterback has to make that throw. I don't know what to tell you. It's got to make the throw. Jamal in Philly starts us off on WIP. Good morning, Jamal.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What's up, Hugh? I hate to be like I told you so, like this ain't how you felt all season, because it's not. I had hope. But I called y'all in the beginning of the season and said, why do they keep on promoting from within, talking about the offensive coordinator? Y'all kind of made me feel, y'all was like, no, they're going to run the same offense, this, that, and other. But I'm like, but he's not ready for the moments. He ain't gonna be able to make adjustments. He has no experience. That's one. The other thing is like Howie would allow him to make the same mistake that they made the year before, Kellen Moore. And with all of the bad plays that Jalen made, if those drops was caught, we would have won a game. And if they would have schemed better, we would have won a game. They keep running out to the sideline. Their offense is so predictable. Yeah. Jalen is Jalen. He made his mistakes. With his mistakes and without them drop balls, we win. With his mistakes and with better scheming on the offense, we win.
Yeah, but they didn't. I mean, Jamal, the bottom line is they both stunk yesterday. I mean, the quarterback wasn't good enough. He just wasn't. I mean, after they scored their second touchdown, he had 75 yards passing for the next 2 hours. 2 hours.
I get it. Jalen, listen, take away Jalen mistakes. No, keep Jalen mistakes and everybody else's mistakes. He played good enough to win the game.
He really did.
I think he did.
I mean, guys, have we realized he doesn't run? You know what quarterback was the better scrambler yesterday? Purdy. Like, I'm just, right. Jamal, I love you, man, and I'm not stopping anyone from ripping Petullo today. I know we have an entire offseason to go, and today everything is raw. If this quarterback doesn't have his legs, he is mediocre. I mean, that's it. I watched a mediocre quarterback yesterday. If he doesn't run, what do we have here? Joe in University City's up. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Joe, what's up, my name?
Am I on right now?
You're on the air, Joe.
Joe. You're talking to
Mirage. I'm so happy right now. This is like a breath of fresh air.
Why are you happy? Why are you happy?
Because this is the first time, you know, I'm hearing people, you know, in Philadelphia media actually have an emphasis and put the microscope on Jalen. You know what I'm saying? You know,
First time today. Yeah, he ain't been listening, dog.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I think Howie Roseman, in a sense, he tried to cover his tracks because, look, he made an obvious bad decision with choosing Carson. Then you pick up Jalen, and then to cover his tracks, he kind of like built almost a super team around Jalen to make it look like he made a great decision. And as a result, you know, we as a city and the fan base put blinders on once he started winning. But when you really look at the picture here, once we took the ball out of Jalen's hands, we started winning more. And that's a product of what, since what, 2022, you know, and since we won, people just saw the, like, point the blame towards Jalen. But when you look at it, it's like, all right, I get it. We have a bad coordinator, but that same coordinator we had, I think in 2022 or 2024, I'm not sure, he went to Washington and they excelled as an offense. So that was kind of weird. And then we put the blame on Petula, but Jalen's he's mistiming things. And once he does decide to throw the ball and try to put the team on his back, he becomes turnover prone and he throws interceptions. So as a result, Nick and Petula, they become a little reluctant on Jalen, you know, trying to win the game with his arm.
Well, because they don't think he can. I mean, I think that's it.
It's obvious. And it hurts everyone to say, and I get it, a lot of people are more of a fan of players than they are the actual Eagles team. So they kind of get mad when you say those things. But when you look at these quarterbacks from yesterday, you see Bryce Young make insane plays. You see Caleb make crazy plays. You see, even in losses, you see Trevor Lawrence make crazy plays. But you don't see that with Jalen.
Well, he didn't do enough. Yesterday the coaches weren't good enough for him, and the receiver dropped passes, and the defensive guys had bad days. But he's got to be better. I mean, those four plays at the end summed up what the problem is for me. 215-592-9494. Letting you react today. And there's certainly a lot to react to. The Eagles season is over way, way, way earlier than they hoped and we hoped. A lot to react to today. The Eagles season ends at the hands of the 49ers. We'll keep this going after the break. Who do you blame more? Is the coaches, the players? Where is your frustration this morning? We are on Petullo watch. We get news. We'll bring that to you about his future. We are officially on Kevin Petullo watch here.
Watch is crazy.
Well, you know it's coming.
The
clock's ticking. All right. What Nick Sirianni said about Petullo's future last night. That's next. Your phone calls. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, everybody's hurting today. Today's a tough one. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. The Eagles season ends in a thud, 23-19.
It's not funny. It's just like, damn, the thud. It's just.
It was a thud.
It's the reality of the situation that we're in, man.
Well, I'm just glad we got through a half hour and I told you so, Douglas, walking through the door. Because I was worried.
I tried to tell y'all. I mean, I did. I tried to tell y'all Friday.
You guaranteed a win.
I did guarantee a win, but I also
guaranteed. And it was
a
terrible guarantee.
I also guaranteed y'all was going to be some booing during that game. And I said there was going to be some tight moments in that game.
Well, and he guaranteed a win.
Yeah, I did guarantee.
Someone tried to tell you 24 was the number, and you said 21 was enough.
I tried to tell you 24 was too much.
But 24 is what they needed, is what I said the whole time.
I tried to tell you this team.
Insurmountable number.
It felt like it.
And I tried to tell you the ceiling for this offense was 21 points.
Let's go around and be honest before we hear from Sirianni and Hurts on Petullo. When the Niners scored the touchdown that threw to McCaffrey to go up 23-19. By the way, they should have went for two. I mean, I don't know what they were doing there. But when they did that, did you guys think the Eagles were going to win the game?
No, nope.
I didn't.
You know what it was, Joe?
Across the board.
You know what it was? It was I was praying for the win, but I was preparing for the L.
I think we all were.
Cuz I was like, Because at that point, you know, Buddy threw two picks, but he was still throwing.
He went down and won the game.
He was still throwing.
Of course he was. Yeah. By the way, there's a million things. The Jake Elliott thing turned out to bite them, right? If he makes that extra point in the first touchdown, well, yeah, right. The Eagles would have gotten to field goal range. They certainly got to field goal range. They just couldn't get the touchdown. If that is a 1-point game there, or you know, it's a 3-point game instead of a 4-point game. That point mattered. Elliott killed him yesterday, even though he did make a few field goals. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni here after the game. Asked about the job that Kevin Petullo did this year. I did not think this was a ringing endorsement of his handpicked offensive coordinator.
Kevin's taken a lot of heat for some of the offensive struggles. Obviously, it's a difficult time, but, you know, your first thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, you know, again, there will be time to evaluate everybody's performance. Mm-hmm. Right now, I feel for all our guys in the locker room, all the players, all the coaches, you know, the front office, everybody that works so hard, the fans that come out and support us, Mr. Lurie, you know. I just feel for all of us, all of them, and, you know, there'll be time to evaluate everything at the end, coming up.
That wasn't exactly, I believe in Kevin. Kevin did a good job this season.
I mean, you'd be foolish. You'd be super foolish to get up there and say, hey, that's my guy. You know, I'm going to roll with him. Something, this is the type of loss where at the end of this game, if you're one of those guys that contract is up, you know, your first thought is, hey, I probably won't be here. Because somebody, this cannot, you cannot run this back. You can't run it back. Like, I looked at the list of free agents. Man, that's a long-ass list.
Well, it is. I mean, a couple key ones in there. Kobe, Goddard.
Yeah, it's a long-ass list. You can't bring all these cats back, especially when you have the situation that you have. And one of the biggest names that's probably not going to be back is A.J. Brown. Like, that's where we are with this. That was a bad look yesterday. And I'm not saying that A.J. did anything to get himself out of here. Well, okay, yes, he did. But the point that I'm making is this. You have been one of the most vocal individuals all season long, right? About what this offense hasn't been.
Yep.
And you had a pretty decent season. But the optics of this whole situation is not a good look. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the optics.
It's terrible.
The fact that you and Coach Sirianni got into it on the sideline. The fact that in a game like this with so much blame to go around, you're probably one of the focal points of the blame because of your trepidation, being a malcontent, and all the other good stuff, that you're going to be, what is it called? Collateral damage. Collateral damage for the most part. And everybody else that was out there, that contract is up, y'all cats ain't coming back for the most part.
You know, I did wonder with the AJ thing if he lost the quarterback's trust. Because if you were to watch that fourth down again, obviously Jalen ends up throwing the triple coverage, right? Because I thought Jalen was late to the Goddard throw, and then the linebackers were able to move over and tip the ball. But if you look at the way the defense moved, AJ's got one-on-one on the outside. I mean, that's like if you tell me before the play, where should the ball go based on what the Niners do on defense? It's one-on-one in the end zone. That's typically the ball goes to AJ there. And Jalen chose not to make that throw, and that it's only in his head why he did what he did. I wonder if he lost trust in his receiver yesterday. And I, based on yesterday, I kind of get it, right? AJ yesterday had drops. He did not play a good football game. So, all right, so there was Sirianni on Petula. Can we also hear from Jalen Hurts talking about that fourth down play and the call on Petula?
Can you address how things went with Kevin Petula in your first season together? Did you grow together? Did it get better? Did it ever stagnate?
Yeah.
And do you think it has a future?
I think I'm always growing. I'm always taking in my experiences and learning from everything that we go through. I think it's tough to single out one individual, you know, especially in a moment like this. We all got to improve, and that's how I look at everything that we go through.
All right, so Jalen's saying we all got to improve when asked specifically about the year with Kevin Petula. He was also asked about the fourth down play. Let's hear Jalen on the fourth down play. Obviously, it's incomplete. Hurts, 4th and 11, going to Dallas Goedert. Can we hear the fourth down answer from Jalen Hurts? Let's hear what Hurts had to say about the final play.
Jalen, can you take us through the fourth down from your perspective? And Nick mentioned you took a picture. You guys took a picture and got some information. Did they come out with something different?
No. They played a cover four structure, and I didn't make the play. I own it all.
All right, so I appreciate he took responsibility for it, and he should. He's the quarterback, right? Well, Hugh, what do you make of? So no one seemed to like the way the play was designed, and they took a timeout before the play. They went out there. They saw what defense Saleh was in.
Mm-hmm.
They took a timeout. Now that timeout virtually assured they couldn't get another possession. Right? They had all three timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
If they had an incomplete and kept all three timeouts, I suppose they could have had a Hail Mary at the end. Like there could have been a way to get the ball back. They chose, okay, this is our last shot. Let's take the timeout. Let's make sure we get our ducks in a row. What does it say to you that they saw what Saleh was doing and that was still what they did?
They didn't have anything for it.
Yeah, that's great.
I didn't play offense, but if you're in a situation like that and you take a timeout and you still don't have anything for it, then that's what it was. You didn't have anything for it from the jump. You just didn't recognize what you were seeing, and you were stalling. at that point. Stall them out, Debo, and you were just trying to figure out what you could possibly do. When I watch this game and I think back on it, the biggest thing that jumps out to me when I look at both of these offenses is San Fran's creativity, especially when George Kittle goes out. Then you got these cats that are just, you know, guys.
DeMarcus Robinson going for over 100?
Guys. And that's the genius of the offensive coordinator, the quarterback, and his ability. He never once, when he threw those two picks, he didn't shy away from throwing the football. I mean, and that's the way that you have to play. You're going to throw picks in the NFL. Brett Favre went to the Hall of Fame. One year, remember we made fun of Jameis Winston for 30 for 30?
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Brett Favre had a season, damn near a similar season.
Well, go to Saturday night. Caleb threw a bad pick in the third quarter and then came back and won the game.
You can't be afraid to throw the football, man. It was one play that Purdy threw. He threw it in a tight. He threw it through a tight window to McCaffrey, and McCaffrey caught it falling down through two defenders. That's the type of situation that you're in when you're playing in playoff games like this.
Yeah.
Can't be afraid to throw the football.
Yeah, and I recognize he had two picks. I mean, considering who he had on with him and considering the defense he was going against, Purdy outplayed Hurts yesterday. It wasn't even close for me. Dennis in Newtown. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, Dennis.
The morning after, right?
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Yeah, so I hope you took copious notes through all 18 games this year of what not to do when you become the coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
I've been looking at that, man. Yeah, I gotta get some good coordinators.
Is Petullo on your list of potential coordinators?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I like Kevin Petullo.
I mean, there's a million things. I want to focus on just a couple of things because I know you got a lot of callers, but I watched 18 football games with the Eagles this year, and I don't believe in one. We adjusted when the defense adjusted to our offense. I don't believe we did. Coaching. When I looked at Shanahan yesterday, Kittle goes down. No problem. We'll scheme number 44 open, and he kills us in the second half. He kills us. Creativity. Innovation, focus. I look at the head coaches of this league this year that I think are pretty successful. Ben Johnson, Liam Cohen from the Jaguars. Yeah, you got McVay, you got Canales, right? You got Peyton. What do? They call the plays.
Yes, they do.
Our coach doesn't and can't do that. Now, when the coach is calling the plays, the offensive coordinator is probably translating the message to the team, and he's learning. And he's going to be there a while because the coach is calling the plays. You don't worry about replacing the offensive coordinator every year. We don't have that. And the last thing, and I'm kind of sick of it, I thought it was a novel approach in the beginning, but it's wearing pretty thin on me, and I watch a lot of football, and I don't see this out of head coaches. I don't see a head coach jawing at fans. And yesterday, when DeMarcus Robinson came out of bounds on the Eagles' sidelines, I see Nick Sirianni in his face jawing with him because it wasn't a completed pass. It's just amazing to me at this level that occurs.
I agree. If I'm Jeff Lurie, I'm embarrassed this morning. I'm embarrassed with all these things. Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing. And yesterday, and Dennis, we produced a phone call. In terms of like the battle between the minds, it was not even close. I mean, Shanahan and Sirianni, just different stratospheres as far as all this. All right, according to Adam Schefter on ESPN, John Clark put this out. Adam Schefter on ESPN says the Eagles will be making changes to their offensive coaching staff, and he expects them to bring in a, quote, proven offensive mind. Now that is, well, that's worded in a way where it's not quite clear exactly what that means, right? Like they could bring in a consultant, and that doesn't mean they're firing Petullo. Now, they probably will fire Petullo, but that's, to me, that's vague. That's not like
Petullo can't listen, Joe. I'm gonna say it. And you can say it's reckless speculation or whatever. Petullo cannot be. He can be here. He can be the passing game coordinator or whatever you want to demote him to.
Demote him.
Whatever you want to demote him to, he cannot be the offensive coordinator. If he's the offensive coordinator here next year, Nick Sirianni needs to be fired. Like that, I'm gonna go ahead and just put that out there. You cannot run this thing back, especially when there's so much reckless speculation about who the quarterback is and what the head coach isn't. You can't run this back. Not in this city where there's the standard has been set and we don't know who is who. Like, there's been some stories out there that it's Jalen. And we talked about it. People got mad and everything. But this is the chickens have come home to roost. The chickens at the crib now. They're here.
It's a lot of chickens.
It's a lot of damn chickens. So you can't run this back. There's going to be a whole lot of soul searching in this offseason. But there's going to be a whole lot of people packing up their stuff and getting ready to go somewhere else, too.
Let me be clear on this. I don't expect Nick Sirianni to go anywhere. But at some point, does Jeff Lurie have to look at this and say, what am I doing with my offense? I mean, this problem is not going away. Like, I could predict the next 3 weeks, right? They're probably going to fire Petullo. They're going to go on a search for an offensive mind. They're probably going to hire someone that excites us, right? Like, that's probably what's going to happen here, whether it be Mike McDaniel or Brian Daboll or Kevin Stefanski or, you know, whoever. That's probably what's going to happen here. And then the Eagles' offense will likely be better next year. And then that guy likely will be a very hot head coaching candidate. And we're back on this, like, hamster wheel of no continuity. And the Eagles have gotten away with this. I mean, Sirianni's just not an offensive mind. They've gotten away with it. They've won a ton of games. They've been at 2 Super Bowls. I know all this. They've won a Super Bowl. But I'm just wondering, Hugh, at some point, does Jeff Lurie look at the NFC? Mm-hmm. McVay, Shanahan, Ben Johnson now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's three high-level offensive minds that are not going anywhere for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. So we're gonna have to compete with those teams.
And you're talking about Harbaugh might be coming into this thing too.
Well, maybe Harbaugh enters, but I'm just talking about the young offensive minds that are not going anywhere that we don't compete with. So it is something. If I'm the owner, I'm thinking about, what am I doing here? And it may just be, let's put a Band-Aid on it, but at some point you may have to think bigger than that. Matt in Germantown, what's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, Dar, Joe, Kyle, my favorite barber, and Uncle Hugh with the broccoli.
What's up, going Matt? On, gentlemen?
What's up is I've been saying it all year, and I'm going to die on this sword. Kevin and his butt buddy got to go. Nick Sirianni got to go. They got to go. I'm trying to keep it very vanilla because it's Monday, but no, Beavis and Butthead got to go.
You didn't do a good job. You didn't do a good job, dog.
Remember on Too Fast, Too Furious, when they was driving? And they was driving the muscle cars, and they put the hydraulics in the seat.
Yeah.
And we was driving away, and he had to hit the button. And he said, hasta la vista, cuz. Yeah, that's what they need. Ejectocito, cuz.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to get ejected up out of here because that's embarrassing. We have all-star talent on all levels, and they can't maximize it scheme all year. They're making our quarterback look like he don't know what he's doing. And even then, ironically enough, watching the game live, me and Jalen made the same face. Because my head jumped when his head jumped when I'm looking at the quarterback like, what y'all going to do?
Mm.
And they panned into the camera. Everybody know what I'm talking about. And everybody looking. And it looked like something out of a movie. We seen like a ghost or something because it was like, yo, we really don't know what to do. So, like, it's no reason. For my thing is this, and I'm going to end it here. There's no reason to keep somebody that don't know how to, like, out-scheme people. It's just none because we're going to keep running our head into the same wall. I don't care what type of analogies you got. I don't care about the trees, the plants, the sun, the moon, the stars. I don't care about none of that. I care about football, and I care about winning games and scheming. And if you don't know how to do that, then you don't need to be the coach of one of the most expensive roster in football. That's malpractice.
Well, it's not, and the expectations are too high for this. Matt, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, you know what? I feel like what the Eagles need to do this offseason is have an honest conversation with themselves, right? And it's going to have to come down to this. Is the quarterback the biggest reason the offense is going backwards? Is he declining and they need to think about his future? Or is he fine? Is he what he's always been? And the coaching held him back. That's the center of the problem here. It's one or two. And if they determine the coaches are fine and the quarterback's the problem, then I'm telling you, they're going to move off the quarterback. If they think the quarterback is what he's been the last 3 or 4 years, which is certainly good enough, Hugh, and the coaches were that bad, then they need new coaches immediately.
The bar has been raised, Joe. No question about that. And I think everything that you're talking about is on the table. I think that they're going to really go back. And they're not going to be knee-jerky. I don't think the Eagles, that's not how they operate. That's not what they do. It's not going to, thinking back on it now, they're not about to make any decisions anytime soon. They're going to probably go back, watch the film.
But we are on Petullo watch, though.
Yeah, we are on Petullo watch. But they're going to watch the film, and they're going to have to answer those tough questions. Because, like I've said all season long, I think it's a little bit of everything. But now you have to figure out what is the biggest component that's making it the way that it is.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is it the quarterback? Is it the offensive coordinator? Is it the head coach? I think you're going to have to go back and you're going to have to do some soul searching because we're tied to the quarterback for at least 50 yams, $50 million. So if you make that decision, you better make sure it's the right one because the bottom line is this. Jalen has won a lot of football games, regardless of what you think of him as a quarterback. He's a Super Bowl champion, and he's been to two Super Bowls.
Well, he has been, but what's his next 3 years look like?
That's what I'm talking about. We have to figure that out.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it's hard to find a quarterback.
I hear you, but
it's hard to find one. And yeah. if you move on from Jalen, if you decide to do that, you better make sure it's the right decision.
I'm just saying, his next 3 years, if his legs aren't there, guys, I don't think this is going to be great. I mean, I think we're going to get mediocre quarterback play. And if without his legs, that's what he's been. So I think, last time we reached this spot about 5 or 6 years ago, and ultimately they moved off the coach and the quarterback. I mean, what they did.
I mean, they did do that.
They did it.
They will eat that money.
They will. So I think everything's on the table this offseason. Everything. Again, the stakes are high. We talked a year ago about a dynasty, right? To be a dynasty, you got to be bold.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, they were at an inflection point like this. And Howie's response was Kellen Moore. And they went and got a Hall of Fame player in Saquon Barkley. So, like, I'd be shocked if this thing looks similar next year. They're going to go and they're going to shake something up with the coaching staff, or they're going to make a big roster change. Saquon was a huge roster change. And I think they'll do something like that again. Joe is up on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's happening, brother? I wanted to talk about Jalen's play all season long. It kind of seems like he's playing with fear. He's afraid to take chances. He's not running because I don't think he wants to get hurt. He's afraid of losing his position. He's not taking chances with the throws because he doesn't want to be exposed. And when he's practicing, he's not willing to take on new plays that kind of put him out of his comfort zone.
Joe, I tend to agree. And I couldn't believe, Hugh, I couldn't believe yesterday how little he ran in a game where there was windy, right? So the passing game was challenging, mm-hmm. right? It just was hard. He had a couple, both quarterbacks had some throws down the field. The wind just knocked him down, right? There was the one where Jalen threw to Dotson and to the end zone, and the ball just died, right? So it's obviously not an easy day to throw. Hugh, I would have thought yesterday, we talked about in the pregame, right? Jalen, how many times would he run? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times?
Yeah, we tried to recklessly speculate.
He had 14 yards rushing yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't have that.
And we all thought he was going to change that. We all thought he was going to start running the ball, and it just didn't happen.
Well, which makes me believe he doesn't want to run anymore, or he doesn't think he can. Like, he doesn't think he can get the corner anymore. He doesn't think he could do it. Joe, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, that's another part of this that I don't understand, right? His legs should still be a weapon. To me, it's one of three things. Either they're telling him not to do it, which would be pretty silly in a playoff game. He doesn't want to do it. Or he can't do it like he used to, and we're slow to the uptick on this. Like, he had 14 yards rushing. He tried to run on the first down of the final sequence, and he got tripped up.
I'd like to believe that in this situation that it's probably he doesn't want to do it, because Jalen has told us for the last 5 years he's been here that he's going to do whatever he can to win.
I know.
And for you not to do that, I mean, that's the only thing that's left. And maybe he doesn't feel confident in his running game. But I point to the quarterback play of Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy threw two interceptions in that game yesterday. And he wasn't afraid to throw the football. It's do or die. It's now or never in a situation like this. And when you're in a playoffs-type atmosphere, you have to do everything that you possibly can to win the football game. I'm not saying that's what Jalen was thinking, but it is kind of surprising that he didn't run as much as he could have, especially when you go that four vertical and you got all that room. And granted, he's not going to get the touchdown, but at least you can keep the drive alive because you got like 30 seconds left and maybe you can get another play.
Well, I mean, to your point on the Purdy thing, if you had told me before the game that Purdy would outrush Hurts, I would say, what are we talking about, right? Like, I would say the only way that's acceptable is if the Eagles are blowing them out to where, you know, why would Jalen run if they're winning by three scores? But you tell me it's a close game, a one-score game, and Purdy outrushes Hurts? It feels crazy, and that is exactly what happened yesterday. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right, today's one of those days where everyone wants to react. We want to react with you because it's a tough day around here. Eagles, yeah, it's one of those. It's one of those days. It really is. All right, Merrill Reese will join us next. His thoughts on how the Eagles season ended and what's next for a team that just, you know, 11 months ago, we're talking about dynasty. And now they're out in the first round with a lot of decisions to make in this offseason. Back to your phone calls. Merrill will join us. Lots to react to on the Midday Show right here, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.